Know Why You Believe by Paul E. Little. Chapter 1. Is Christianity Rational? What is faith? Asked the Sunday school teacher. A young boy answered in a flash, Believing something you know isn't true. Actually, it's not surprising that many people who investigate faith and Christianity define it this way. In reality, many Christians, overtly or secretly, also hold this view. For 25 years, I've been asking this question in college and university bull sessions across the country. The average student of higher education might give the same answer as the boy. It may be couched in different terms, but the idea of self-deception and unreliability is usually associated with the Christian faith. In these sessions, I describe in simple terms the definition of faith given in the Bible, then ask for questions. The responses are eye-opening. Don't kiss your brains goodbye. First-time investigators will quizzically remark that the sessions have been helpful because they have heard a down-to-earth, concise summation of the Christian message for the first time. At times, even committed Christians admit they are relieved to hear the Christian story coherently defended in the open marketplace of ideas. They see they haven't kissed their brains goodbye in becoming Christians. We live in an increasingly sophisticated and educated world where new choices purloin our attention. Unknowingly, our certainties become diluted with attractive indulgences, and our belief systems wobble. This kind of world heightens our need to know why we believe, and what are the truths that support that belief? What truths do we live by? On the important question of whether Christianity is rational and can withstand scrutiny, we begin with the widely misunderstood word, faith. Aside from religion.